Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 26th. You'll be interested to know, 120 years ago, today in 1905, Albert Einstein published his third Annus Mirabilis paper, introducing this special theory of relativity, a revolutionary discovery that transformed our understanding of space, time, and the relationship between energy and matter, celebrating human intellect and scientific progress. This momentous achievement, by challenging classical notions and inspiring generations of physicists, stands as a beacon of human ingenuity and curiosity, reminding us of our capacity to unlock the universe's deepest secrets. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 70 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:31, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:37. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 8 this morning, then it will be partly sunny with a high near 80 and a light west wind around 7. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 61 and a gentle northwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be just after 8:30 with the high tide at 2:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and light northeast winds, then a slight chance of showers overnight with lows around 61. Sunday turns mostly cloudy with a slight chance of morning showers and highs near 77. Then Monday warms to near 79 under mostly sunny skies with light west winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston's South Station Tower is officially open for business, celebrating its grand unveiling on September 25th, 2025. This shining glass tower, a 51-story mixed-use building, features 166 condos, office space, and an expanded South Station bus terminal. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu attended the event, highlighting the $1.5 billion project that has been in discussion for decades. Luxury condominiums branded under Ritz-Carlton offer stunning views of this city and Boston Harbor, with several tenants already secured for the office space. Despite safety concerns during construction, including a steel beam incident and a fire caused by welding, the project has finally transformed the city's skyline. Now on to sports. At 12:01 a.m. on July 1st, Cal Raleigh had 33 home runs, 71 runs batted in, a 1.036 on base plus slugging, and played for a team 4 games over .500, while Aaron Judge had 30 home runs and 67 runs batted in with a 1.175 on base plus slugging, playing for a team 12 games over .500. 2 months later, Raleigh struggled, hitting 183, and Judge remained strong despite injury. As October approaches, both players are in the MVP race, with compelling arguments for each. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in Arizona 23-20. Sam Darnold was 18 for 26, with 242 yards passing, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. Kyler Murray was 27 for 41, with 200 yards passing, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. The Hawks are now 3-1, and the Cardinals fall to 2-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 2-1 Packers in Dallas to face the 1-2 Cowboys. Packers are favored by 6.5, with the over-under set at 47.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. In college football tonight, number 8 Florida State is visiting unranked Virginia. And on Saturday, a couple big games, number 6 Oregon visiting number 3 Penn State at 7:30 Eastern on NBC, and number 17 Alabama visiting number 5 Georgia at 7:30 Eastern on ABC. In local sports, last night at Rogers Center in Toronto, the Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays 6-1. Varsho hit a grand slam, and Springer added a 2-run homer as Rodriguez earned the win and Bayo took the loss for Boston. Story singled in the Sox' only run as Boston finished with 4 hits and 1 error. The Red Sox left 4 runners on base, and their record stands at 87-72. Tonight, the Red Sox clash with the Tigers in Boston for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Connelly Early is 1-1 with a 1.88 earned run average, and the Sox magic number is 1. First pitch is at 7:10 at Fenway Park with a temperature of 73 degrees and partly cloudy skies. On to football. On Sunday, we got our 1-2 Pats at home, facing the 1-2 Panthers. New England is favored by 5.5, with the over-under set at 42.5. Kickoff is at 1 on Fox. And on Saturday at 3:30, the 1-2 BC Eagles are at home this week facing the 3-1 Cal Bears. BC is favored by 5.5, with the over-under set at 53.5. In top news, Gen Z is reviving a boring job that millennials and baby boomers abandoned, and it is helping them land six-figure careers straight out of college. As millions of baby boomer accountants prepare for retirement, the industry faces a talent shortage crisis. Gen Z is realizing this six-figure career opportunity by assisting individuals with tax filing for free. In the past 5 years, approximately 340,000 accountants have quit, with 75% expected to retire soon. Students in volunteer income tax assistance programs helped low-income Americans claim nearly $11 million in refunds last year. With high salaries and high placement rates, Gen Z may shift views on accounting as a viable career path. In business news, President Donald Trump announced a raft of new tariffs late Thursday, including a 100% levy on imported pharmaceuticals, unless their manufacturers are actively building factories in the United States. In social media posts, Trump also introduced new 50% tariffs on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% tariffs on upholstered furniture, and 25% levies on heavy trucks, all effective October 1st. Trump stated that these tariffs aim to protect American businesses from overseas manufacturers flooding the market. He emphasized that it is a very unfair practice, but necessary for national security and the manufacturing process. The tariffs on branded or patented pharmaceuticals will also take effect October 1st. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% for the week, to about $110,000. Ethereum is down 9% to about $3,900. And XRP is down 5% to $2.76. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's Liquid Glass is being hailed as the next decade's user experience, but experts caution it may leave users behind. This week, Apple introduced its most significant design update in years, aiming to redefine its visual language. However, UX experts describe Liquid Glass as anywhere from mildly disappointing to outright broken. While the design is visually appealing, it presents higher cognitive loads and accessibility issues, especially for older adults. Apple continues to refine Liquid Glass, but may need to reconsider its aesthetic-first approach to enhance usability. The quest for a more fluid interface continues, but challenges remain. And in entertainment news, NBC Universal on Thursday warned customers that its networks may be dropped from YouTube TV if the two parties cannot reach a new distribution agreement by September 30th. NBCU rarely leverages consumer campaigns to negotiate pay television distribution fights, and this escalation highlights the challenges it faces with YouTube TV. Impacted channels include NBC, Telemundo, Bravo, CNBC, MSNBC, USA Network, and others. NBCU stated that Google, with its $3 trillion market cap, wants to control what we watch. YouTube TV claims NBCU's pricing is too high, stating NBC Universal is asking us to pay more than what they charge consumers for the same content on Peacock. If content is unavailable for an extended period of time, YouTube TV will offer subscribers a $10 credit. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American physicist and Nobel laureate, Richard Feynman. And he said, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.